You get them away for a few days to bring them all together and change the scenery. Come back here to Gawthorpe, get a good week's training in. And when I was a player, you're thirsty for that next game as it comes round. So that's certainly part of the thinking, is to make sure the players are fully motivated, as they are, ready to go for the next challenge.
The Premier League is still a strange division in terms of it's a few divisions in one table, isn't it, with the top six and then the rest. Is it a surprise to see Southampton in the relegation zone at the moment, but only a couple of points away from mid-table?
Well, they're certainly a side that over the last few years have been clearly recognised as being a Premier League outfit. The one thing I would say this season, it just goes to show you how demanding the Premier League is, because it's not just them. You know, teams that have been, over the last number of years, have been, in the right levels of the Premier League, if you like. Not always challenging the top four, but up amongst it, your West Broms, your Stokes, your Southamptons. They're all having this challenge, and Crystal Palace are another one, and they're all having this challenge. It's a very tough division. I don't say it as a throwaway line every week. I say it because I believe it. It is a tough division. And, to get the outcomes you want is hard. And that's been shown in our last run, not always with performances. I think some of the performances have been good. I thought we were below par against Swansea, so we want a reaction from that. But generally, you've got to find a way of winning. Now, over the season, we've done that well. We've got to get back to winning ways and take on the challenge and see through the problems that others are having and concentrate and focus on the challenge that's right in front of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, in terms of having a break and not playing and getting them away, do you draw a line in the sand and have a clean break and almost a mini pre-season and a fresh start, or is what came before still very much in the mind?
I think that's down to each individual player. We don't design it for any individual reason. There's lots of different reasons. I've given you some of them of why we felt it's appropriate to get a mini break, if you like. Each individual will have their own reason, and then the collective reason is quite obvious. We haven't won in 10, it's a fact. Now we've got to take on the challenge to get back to winning ways, however then wins come around. The one thing that is immediate, I believe, is performances. Our performances have not really dipped until the one Swansea was a dip, I thought. But beyond that, they've been solid, and now it's about taking their performances, believing in them, and knowing you've got to add the details in order to get what you want, which is to win, of course.
Is this run a little bit like the away form thing last season, in the sense that if you look at the details and the performances, it's very different to if you look at the cold, hard 3 points in the four column?
Well, I always try and be honest. There is a couple of performances I haven't been pleased with, and the players haven't been pleased with. But over the run, there's no putting anything under the carpet here. We haven't won, that's a fact. But within that, there are some testing circumstances. There are injuries, and we have played five of the top five, as it happens, or five of the top six in that run as well, which obviously alters the challenge. So it's fine margins with all of this. But the one thing I know is the group are slowly but surely getting back to full fitness. And as that happens, their belief, let alone my belief, in heightens, because the early part of the season when everyone was fit showed that we're a really strong outfit. Now we've got to continue that thought process, add in the right mix of players to go and continue the season and get the rewards for working hard and performing well.